Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. Good morning, one and all. This is episode 71 for Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. That's a lot of numbers right in a row, right? Let's get some music going. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. You know the rules, okay? Today's the last day we're going to do any sort of discernible work. That's it. 3-day weekend coming up. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think we ought to be cranking out 4-day weekends, right? Friday off, Monday off. That's my own personal belief. Do you think? I want to know in your heart of hearts. Do you really think if we were given 4-day weekends, which I think would be awesome. That would be totally awesome. Could we work hard enough to justify this? I say yes. I also say at least let's give it a try. That would be what? That would be a 3-day work week. That is, I mean, if you ask Tim Ferriss, right? He's the 4-hour work week guy. Boy, did that guy sell a lot of books. Selling a pipe dream. I think for a 4-hour work week, I don't know, man. Even in my lengthy retirement, before coming out of retirement to podcast, I probably did 4 hours of work a week, I would think. Something. I did something. That Tim Ferriss, really, and it's a terrific book. If anyone's ever read it, The 4-Hour Workweek. I think if you ask Tim Ferriss, he would say, absolutely, if you wanted to work 3 days a week and take 4 days off. I mean, according to his book, that's more than enough time. Tim Ferriss is a respected thought leader, yes? Thought leader. I wonder how long that term's been around. I can tell the ADHD is really going today. It's going to be an interesting show. It's going to be an interesting show. Hey, good morning, everybody. So episode 71, let's get out in front of this. I think I mentioned something yesterday. I put something on Twitter a little bit ago. Our 100th episode is going to be here before we know it. Before we know it. It seems like we should be doing something for the 100th episode, doesn't it? It seems like. We can't possibly just let it be any other episode. That would be so sad and anticlimactic. So far, the story of our lovely little show has been so magnificent. I think we owe it something for the 100th. Now, I worried also about the 50th episode. When you do a show every day, you start racking up these numbers, right? When you're dumb enough to be the big diesel. And so these milestones come fast and furious. I worried about the 50th episode. Any of you newer pepperonis, you should listen to episode 50 because really a legendary pepperoni named Shifafa. She used to be in the live stream every morning. Terrific. I finally got her to call in on episode 50. And her delightful, she's a Southern Belle. Her voice was delightful. It was just a very delightful episode. Plus, that's an episode where I sang "Oh Danny Boy," which of course these days now makes me think of Georgie Girl's husband, Danny. So all sorts of stuff happened on episode 50. You should check it out. But it's got me thinking about episode 100. What are we gonna do for the 100th episode? An idea or two were floated on Twitter yesterday. So I think one of the ideas, I think from the my gorgeous friends over at Drunk Theory, it was, they were saying, okay, do karaoke over Twitch, have a karaoke party. That sounds super fun. It also sounds technically challenging. I don't know. How much practice would we need to do? I'm not talking about the singing. I'm talking about the technical challenge of doing such a thing. It sounds super fun. And heck, it's got me wondering. It's like, why don't we do karaoke parties weekly? We're always looking for, you know, reasons to get back together. I love in the morning how you, and you guys are doing it in the live stream already, I'm sure. You're saying good morning to everybody. How's the kids? How's the dog? How's the job search? All that stuff. Pepperonis getting to know other pepperonis. It seems like we need to honor this love fest with something creative for the 100th episode. I've also thought and I've sort of mentioned time and time again, sort of facetiously, but maybe not, you know, this idea of doing a big drop-down, drag-out trivia challenge around the 100th, like for a big prize. That could be really fun. You know, this is what? Okay, show 71. We've laid down 71 hours of my unique brain lodged inside this big-jowled fat head, spewing thoughts, 70 hours. What a scary concept. There's all sorts of trivia that can flow out of that. If we really want to prove, all right, who's really taking this seriously and who wants to step up to the plate? But the thing for a trivia challenge, I think, pepperonis, check me if I'm wrong. I think if we're going to do that, I need to decide soon to give people time to really bone up. Because, I mean, if you want to do Chicago Tony V trivia, you're going to have to listen to it. There's a lot of material. It's interesting. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm going to go ahead and get my disclaimer out of the way. Everybody, please understand. Everything I say is allegedly it's for entertainment purposes only. Here's an example trivia. Who's the person that encouraged me to get a disclaimer in the first place? Make sure to make that happen. I'll bet Georgie knows. I'll bet some of you know. There's a little practice Chicago Tony V trivia this morning. I also like to explain what you're listening to just in case you're listening via podcast at your own time. Maybe you're mowing the lawn, you're walking the baby, you're clipping the dog's toenails and you have this playing in the background. It's in iTunes, it's in Stitcher, it's in Spotify. Spotify. What you're listening to is I'm live streaming on Reddit right now. It's 7:08 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right now on Thursday, April 22nd. I do it via live stream this way, which is, I'm told, is really quite unique. I do it this way so I can interact with all my beautiful friends. They're in the live stream. I call them Tony's Pepperonis. And so, Spotify listener, for the rest of the show, you're just going to hear me referring back. We always go into the comments section. The first thing we do is we look at the podium finish, and oh my goodness, it's always fun to do. And top shelf, gold medal finish. You know, if she could regularly wake up on time, she might be the Team Penske of all pepperonis, maybe. But half the time, she needs to sleep in, but that's fine. She's getting her beauty sleep, and it works. Because she's beautiful. She's lovely. She's talented. She's smart as a whip. She is elusive. It's the beautiful, the gorgeous RoboCat. Good morning, RoboCat. Holy cow. Good podium finish, Robo. Oh, in the silver medal position is Plumber for Life 84. He literally is a plumber for life. He's a newer pepperoni. It's been terrific to have him in the live stream. He has a really a gorgeous plumbing vehicle that I've seen on Reddit. He's super proud of it, and he should be. Good morning, Plumber. Good to see you, my friend. And in the bronze medal position is maybe the VIP of all the VIPs. Not even maybe. Who am I kidding? I was texting her before the show while I was sitting on the can. You didn't know that's where I was, Georgie, probably, right? It's the beautiful inside and out. It's the VIP of all VIPs. Redder hair than Pippi Longstocking. It's Georgie Girl. Good morning, Georgie Girl.
Just a small town girl.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Good to see everybody. Wonder what's going on in the hot in the comment section. Roba says, why? What holiday is it? I think we're talking about the work week. And Robo, it's not a holiday. I just make up my own rules. You know how I live life, right? I decide what the rules are. I decide when I'm going to work, which used to be never. Now it's incessantly on Chicago Tony V Enterprises. It's driving me nuts. Driving me nuts. Ethel Merman's in the house. Good morning, Ethel. Good to see you, sir. Lizard on Track is an interesting Reddit name. Says, hey man, give us all 0-hour work weeks. We're so wealthy, right? Oh, and Jeffrey the Vet author is in the house. Jeff Woodward is in the house. Jeff, I have started the book. The book is The Last of the Glowworms. Jeffrey was a nuclear weapons technician, we'll call him. They lovingly called these fellas glowworms. That's what Jeffrey was. And I've started the book, and I find it riveting so far. Can't wait to, you know, get you on the show and take a deep dive. Do you see, really, Pepperoni Nation, we're filled with skilled, interesting, very bright people. We've got artists like Robo Kitty. We've got entrepreneurs like Plumber for Life, right? Guy invested in his own badass plumber vehicle. It's like the Ghostbuster mobile of plumbing. We've got Georgie Girl, who seems to know something about everything, even though she was an English lit major. A lot of brain power. Ethel Merman, we need to know what you do, sir. We need to learn a little bit more about you. I've heard, speaking of VIP pepperonis, you know, Yak Horseman threatened yesterday to call in today. I hope he does. Yak was on that Judge Judy show. He posted a little snippet of this on Twitter. And he was a kid. I hate Judge Judy. I have no time for that old windbag. Is she still with us? Not a fan, I'm just going to say. Not a fan. I'm sure some people love her. Judge Wapner was way more my speed. I'm just saying. Chicago Tank's in the house. Good morning, sir. Chicago Tank is my muscle. He's my security when I'm in the Windy City. Not McLovin77. You've been in before, sir, yes? Like a long time ago? Good to see you. Good morning, everybody. Oh my gosh, it's filling up. Oh, Robo says, Tony, you're the hardest working fraud in show business. I wonder what that means, Robo. I wonder what that means. Phone lines are open, everybody. If anyone wants to call into the Big Diesel, Robo, I'd love to hear what you mean. I'm the hardest working fraud. Robo, have you noticed that half the time, see, now you're funny too. You have a sense of humor. And half the time, I kind of don't get it. I think you're being critical of me and you're just joking and whatever. It's part of your elusiveness, Robo. The mystery of RoboCat. Oh, help, mice. Oh, help, mice in my butt. It's all where you put the paws. That's a funny name. Help, mice in my butt. That's one way to say it. Or help, mice in my butt. It's funny how certain Reddit usernames, I know instantly you're a dude. No self-respecting lady would think of that sort a Reddit username. It's just, it's too ridiculous. Good morning, Silver 4. I'm glad you drink coffee, and thank you for the reminder. Oh, baby. I need a reload right now. It's a Thursday. Worst of the week. We're already over hump day. That's super exciting. Robo says, I like making you laugh. It's cute. If I work things just right, Robo's gonna figure out where I live. She's gonna show up one day and she's gonna check my blood pressure. Look out, everybody, look out. Chicago Tank, coffee and cigar are my breakfast of choice. Hey, Chicago Tank, are you truly a cigar smoker? I've been looking into it in talks. It's been suggested to me that the Chicago Tony V Show needs a cigar sponsor. People are starting to get a little interested. How do you like that idea? Where do you buy your cigars, Tank? And it's funny. I mean, you know, I like smoking a cigar here and there. I've never smoked one in this office. That would be funny. When I thought about getting a cigar sponsor, it's like, okay, how committed to this sponsor am I going to be? Am I going to cloud up my office with whatever that stench that would happen if I smoke cigars in here all the time? If I think the Money Pennies already don't respect me because they walk in here and see my mad scientist lab, I've now built a cage of computer screens and monitors. It's funny to think about, add on top of that now, just a layer of cigar smoke. They may never come in again. I don't want to have to go get my mailbag letters. Makes me think. I wonder how we're doing today. We got 4 or 5 letters. It's amazing. Why do people write into the show and want to ask me questions? Don't get me wrong, I love it. But really, this is just another example of the happy accident that is the Chicago Tony V Show. I've been so surprised that anyone ever tuned in. And I get to meet people like Help Mice in My Butt, or Help Mice in My Butt on Reddit. I lead a charmed life. So Chicago Tank is big time a cigar smoker, huh? Do you get them online? What do you do? Do you know cigars.com, blah, blah, blah. It's been suggested to me that someone in the cigar industry might want to hitch their wagon to Chicago Tony V Enterprises. So I'm just curious about what you guys use. Norwood Royal Cigars on Nagel and Northwest Highway. Oh, so you go get them. All right, you're not an online shopper. I respect the hell out of that. I do. Georgie says, I don't think you're allowed to smoke indoors anymore. Georgie, this is my office, right? This is my lair. All right. And need I remind you, I've broken a few laws in the past, allegedly for entertainment purposes only. If I get to the point where I can't smoke a cigar in my own goddamn office, I mean, what's the point of living anymore? I've succumbed to the overlords. You might have just pushed me over the edge, Georgie. I might now just, I might smoke one in here today and put it on TikTok, whatever. Cigars on the 100th episode, says Ethel Merman. Oh, wouldn't that be interesting? That could be a way that we could celebrate a little bit. We really should light up a cigar on the 100th episode. We really should. We should raise a glass. glass. Drink a toast. Raise a glass. Drink a toast to each other. All these beautiful friends we've found. Chicago Tank, I respect the hell out of that. Brick and mortar, I really do. I really do. The funny, just the from a you know, an advertising perspective, it's like we have viewers, believe it or not. I mean, we have whatever viewers slash listeners from around the planet. Believe it or not, however crazy. I guarantee goddamn that some of the folks in here are they're putting another shrimp on the Barbie right now. They're down in Australia. It's like nighttime in Australia. And so I could never get a brick and mortar, sadly. Although maybe one in Chicago. We got a fair amount of Chicago listeners for probably obvious reasons. I don't know. Who knows? That's right, Plumber. The Don can smoke wherever he wants. That is right. I like your spirit, and I agree with you. Oh, Chicago Tank actually works there on weekends at the cigar place. Keeps me and the family off of the CNN scroll. Oh my God, Tank. So you could literally, if I want to learn something about stogies, I can reach out to you. This is awesome. See the knowledge base among the Pepperoni Nation? It's stunning. It's amazing. You guys are super fun. Phone lines are open. It doesn't look like Yak Horseman is awake. Silver 4 says, will you write a book someday? You know, I've kind of thought about that. And I've actually, believe it or not, I've even thought about maybe... This sounds so conceited to say. I don't mean this to be conceited. But I've even thought about like a documentary sort of thing. Because here's the thing. I want you guys, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. The whole origin of this story, of this show, was I was sitting here in this fancy office. I've been sitting here almost 20 years. For much of that time, I was sitting here minding my own business, laying low. I'd call a friend or two. You know, people would come to visit. Every once in a while, some business thing would come in front. But I had this nice, cushy little thing. I'm sipping my cappuccini. My, you know, a money penny would come and say hi every once in a while. Put the paper on my desk. Whatever. But with this flu deal... going around, it's got a name. People are all up in arms about it. But anyway, okay. What that taught me, I'll just cut to the chase. I was lonely as shit. And it got me thinking. It's like I'm gonna die alone. And for nothing. Nothing ever. Nothing. What the hell? And so, just out of kind of like desperation and madness and whatever, I'm a crazy person. I somehow got onto this Reddit RPAN thing, and I just took the ball and ran with it. I had no idea what was going to happen. But so again, I've even thought like documentary, because I think, and I don't know exactly what it is, but I have something to share. I don't know exactly what it is. I just don't want to. I don't want to take the dirt dive and look back and be like, what the fuck was that for? What a pointless existence. This show happened. Beautiful things started happening. I'm making wonderful friends. Chicago Tank, Jeffrey the Vet Author, RoboCat, Chifafa, etc., 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 Yak Horseman. And I'm putting the pedal to the metal now. Now it's balls to the wall. I've got a really weird life in that I was retired. I've already been retired. Very young. And so now I'm coming out of retirement. So I'm going to have a weird life. Now I'm getting old. I am old. I can see the clubhouse. Yet now is when I'm going to go balls to the wall and work the hardest I've ever worked in my life. I think. because I don't know, I have something to share. I don't totally understand it. I love you guys. We're putting the pedal to the metal. So book, yes, I've thought about a book. Would I write one? Yes, I would. I would. The question is, what would it say? People want to, you know, they want to know about my nefarious past, allegedly for entertainment purposes. Maybe I'd write about that. I might write just the love story of me and Sister Marie. Oh, God, don't get me going. Maybe I'll just write about that. I don't know if I could write that. I might cry too hard. Okay. Chicago Tank works at a college Monday through Friday and stogies on the weekend. What college, Tank? What college in the area? I actually have a... I'm going to tell you off the cuff a funny, really amazing story. Check it out. I was in a music store. This is years and years and years ago. I was in a music store in the Chicago area. This is back, obviously, when I lived in Chicago. And I was looking around at sheet music. Ironically, I can't read music, but I used to like to look at sheet music I taught myself how to read some of the chords, like, so some sheet music had chord charts, but whatever. But this is a piano store, so I was around playing piano. I went and tickled the ivories a little bit. This dude comes up to me. He goes, hey, he's in the administration at Daly College out by it's Midway Airport, right? I can't believe I can't think of that. Yeah, Midway, right? That's the other airport in Chicago, right? Daly College is this community college. This guy says, yeah, I'm in the administration. We need someone to teach piano. We got this course coming up, and we lost our guy. I said, well, I'm not your guy because I can't read music. And this dude was like, obviously you can read music. Listen to you play. I said, no. Put a piece of music in front of me. I can't, whatever. It's not going to happen. Well, this guy wouldn't take no for any. It's funny. He didn't believe. He thought I was bullshitting him. And I just got into this. It struck me as so funny and so weird. He's like, please, you got to take this job. You can do it on the side. It's nights or whatever. You just come to the college. It's whatever, a couple nights a week. It's, you know, we'll pay you whatever. And it just struck me as so funny. And I couldn't believe that this fucking guy, he didn't understand. No, I can't teach anyone music. I don't know the first thing. So I finally said, okay. Okay, so I taught a semester of piano theory at Daly College. And I didn't know the first fucking thing about music theory. And I had this, it was really funny. God, what does that say about me that I did that? I do have some balls and I have a weird, weird, weird sense of humor. But I think I got to the point where I wanted to see what would happen. So I remember there was that course was taught in a theater. They had I'm sure it's still there. I don't know. That was a long time ago. Fuck, 30 years ago. Anyway, they had this theater and then I would be up on the stage and I would lecture to these students. And I had a piano there, and it's so funny because it's interesting. Just like I fooled that guy. I wasn't trying to fool the guy. I was up front. I was like, I don't know the first thing. Yeah, you do. Well, then, now that I'm a piano teacher, right, a music theory teacher, now I got to fool the students because I don't know shit. And it's interesting to see. I mean, just when you can play at a certain level, they just assume you know what you're talking about. So they would believe whatever bullshit thing I would say. I don't know. Weird. I taught for a whole semester. I had like, I don't know, 30 students, something like that. The dude that doesn't know how to read music taught a piano course at Daly College. I guess that tells you something about the rigor, you know. Let's see. Let's see what's going on. It's, boy, we have really the comment section is moving fast and furious. Yeah, Plumber says the flu came and brought Tony all those computer screens. It's weird. It's a weird story. Yeah, yeah. And I said Daly College, right, Tank? Yeah, Daly is the place I taught at. Georgie says, I hope those kids got their tuition money back. Hey, I tried. Now, it's funny. What sort of weirdo finally says yes? But trust me, I said no over and over and over, and this guy wouldn't take no for an answer. And he thought I was joking. So finally, I was like, okay, yes, I'll do it. Leave me alone. Let's see. Hello, Ashley Mado. Jeff, what a weird thing. Jeff, I'm super psyched that I started your book. I am enjoying it. Robo says, I once taught my friend's uncle to play classical piano. He was about 45 and had never touched an instrument before. It was amazing. Obviously, I can't take credit for his drive to learn, but I taught him how. I taught myself, and he really followed me. That's super cool, Robo. Super cool. Ashley Mado taught science years ago. Now, were you qualified to do that, or was this one of these fugazis like I pulled off? Oh. El Salt. Hey, El Salt. Good to see you again, sir. But check it out. I had nothing to do. I was listening to, I believe it was episode one. Of the Chicago Tony V Show, episode 1, 71 episodes ago. Or is it 70? 70 episodes ago. And who did I mention on the thing? El Salt. El Salt, have you been around that long ago? That's amazing. Phone lines are open. Let's see what Georgie says. I used to teach cello lessons back in the day. That's right, I forgot you played cello, Georgie. That's right. We talked once about the CTV, band. Jeffrey says, Tony, when you are serious about writing a book, send me a message. I have interviewed many people. Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you, man. No way. Jeff says, I used to run a magazine in the late 2000s. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. What magazine was it? Was it your own? Did you fire it up or did you... What do you mean by you used to run it? This is fascinating. Holy cow. So much fun. The brain power of among Pepperoni Nation. It's really something. It's something. Let's see. El Salt says, haha, I've been lurking. Yeah, yeah. So I think it was you, El Salt. Episode 1, way back when. I think I was, what the hell was I talking about? I told the Vincenzo Insane Clown Posse t-shirt story. That was in episode 1. Oh my God, who knew? Was it yesterday? Yesterday was the Vince. Yesterday was a big Vince day. I really needed to get that out of my system. It's funny, think about the bookends. Vinny was in episode 1, really integral. That was the whole start of my feud with the Juggalos. And then yesterday, I think it just proves, right? If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, then it's a goofy, screw-loose computer dude is what it is. Whoa, Jeff. The magazine was called Macabre Cadaver. Macabre, is that how you pronounce it? Macabre? Macabre Cadaver? What the hell? Is this some sort of necrophiliac magazine rag you were running, Jeff? What's the deal, Macabre Cadaver? El Salt says, write a cheese fry book. I tell you what I ought to do is a cheese fry course. I could fire up a course. I could explain to people, I'll bet in one afternoon, here's how you run the cheese fry scam. One afternoon, no problem. And all someone would need is just balls. Chutzpah, cojones. They'd be stacking cash. Unfortunately, I'm a new person. I've turned a leaf. I've turned a leaf. Chicago Tank says Vincenzo the Deer Whisperer. I think it was Ethel Merman yesterday that made such a funny comment. Vince left to go find a deer saddle. That was a great comment. What a story. It was suggested to me, or actually I noticed in the comment stream, sort of after the fact, I was going through comments like to say hi to everyone after the show yesterday. And I had missed this concept during the show. I had missed this idea that there's maybe this theory that Vince just snuck away to go smoke a fat one. And it was, whatever, 420, right? Yeah, it was 420. It was on 420. And there's this idea that Vinny snuck away to go smoke a joint. I was talking to a VIP pepperoni about that yesterday, and it actually made me feel better. I hope that's the case. If this dude was just like, you know, fuck this old fatty in this little computer gig, I'm gonna go smoke a joint, I would feel so much better. I'm sorry to say, I'm betting that was not the case. I think this fucking guy got lost following a deer. I take him at his word. I don't know. Yeah, Georgie says, so she's in the, I maintain he took off to smoke a blunt. I hope you're right, Georgie. El Salt, if you want to know how Vince is doing, listen to yesterday's show. Episode 70. It's the most epic, dumbass Vincenzo story. He is, if you want to know how he's doing, he's still a total fucking idiot. I'm sorry. I love the kid. It sounds mean. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I felt bad most of the day yesterday. I couldn't not tell the story. El Salt, check out the story yesterday. Download it on Spotify and listen to the story, and you will hear quite a Vince story. Let's see. Oh, Ethel liked Yak's idea. Oh, God. Yeah, that's, yeah. Right. Yak thought Vince was breeding with the deer. I think that's, oh, man. Anyway, I got a mailbag here. The thing is built up. Let's see, we're 39 minutes in. It's a spirited show. It's good to see everybody. Let's see what we got. I got a short one here. Okay. Dear Chicago Tony V. Oh, by the way, if you want to send a question into the show, send it to chicagotonyvlikevegetable@gmail.com. Money pennies will print it out. They'll filter it. If it's stupid, they're not going to put it on my desk. I think most get in, but they are filtering it. So don't try it. Don't waste your time, you know, being over the top. Here we go. Dear Chicago Tony V. Fellow musician here. Yes, I loved your story of opening up for Ugly Kid Joe in Chicago. Cool, man. Yeah, that's a fun story. Can I remember which episode that was, the number? Shit, I don't know. Maybe around 40? I don't know. I want to hear the story of your most difficult gig. We all have the story of the legendary shit gig. Shit gig. Oh, yeah, that's true. We all have that. All musicians have that. I want to hear yours. We all have the story of the legendary shit gig, and I want to hear yours. Peace, Kent. All right, Kent. Yeah, I love that Ugly Kid Joe story. That was a fun one, man. That was a fun night. That was just, my little brother pulled the best prank that's ever been pulled on me. So if you're a prankster, go back and listen to that episode. My biggest shit gig story. So it brings back a thought. There's a funny one. When I was in high school, I was in a band. Rock band. It's super fun. Oh my God, what a fun time. And we used to go volunteer at nursing homes and stuff. This is just a normal, I'm sure Jeffrey kind of knows what I'm talking about. Although Jeff, I believe, went to public high school, not Catholic high school. I don't know if they did it in public high school or not. See, Jeffrey, this proves I'm reading your book, by the way, buddy. But it was a big thing. You always went and volunteered. So we were volunteering. Part of one of our volunteer things was we went and played at a nursing home. So imagine a bunch of teenagers up on stage, you know, playing back in those days, like we were playing U2 songs and REM and all that stuff. And we just thought we were so freaking awesome. And we're playing to a sea of geezers and just poor souls that were somehow damaged and they could not take care of themselves. And so in a certain sense, you must call that a shit gig. You have to. Playing to a sea of nursing home residents. But I'll say, you know what happened after that show? I mean, they were so appreciative. They were so grateful. Of course, we didn't know anything. We just thought, yeah, because we're awesome. We played so awesome. We didn't know that these people were dying for any sort of connection, any sort of, it's like they saw kids. Of course, they're going to lose their shit. We didn't get it. But anyway, something that happened after that show that was so funny is we signed autographs. Some of these people wanted our autograph. So these dear old souls lined up and we signed autographs. It was hilarious. It's actually heartwarming. It's really one of my favorite gigs. You would have to say it's one of the most shit gigs in a way, right? But it's one of my favorite. I've never been more praised. I mean, after there's been a couple of gigs over time where, you know, some crazed fan, you know, has wanted to bang me, and that's kind of nice. No, that's one of my favorite nights, now that I think about it. Another, let's see, but, you know, rough times, hardest, let's see, what do you say? Most difficult gig. I can think of a challenging one. A super challenging one. Check it out. I was on a cruise ship years ago. Years ago, I was on a cruise ship. And I was on a cruise ship with a beautiful, blonde, brown-eyed nun. Oh, Jesus. That's just the fact of the matter. I was, like it or not. But check it out. I had never been on a cruise before. This is my first cruise ever. Never been on a cruise before. We were in the Caribbean. And there was this thing. I don't know if you people cruise, right? If this is, if you guys know what I'm talking about, but they, of course they had, they did shows on this cruise. They had a theater on the cruise line and whatever, and they did shows, and we enjoyed like going, looking at the shows and stuff. And they announced like there's going to be a talent show. They announced it like on the first day. They're like, there's going to be a talent show. And on whatever, day four. And so think about if you've got something, you can sing, you can play an instrument, you can whatever. And Georgie, think about it, okay? Everyone takes vacations and gets vacation time, all right? Believe it or not, even nuns go on vacation, you know what I'm saying? I just made sure Sister Marie had the vacation to end all vacations. I'm a nice person. Anyway, so they say there's going to be this talent show. And so I checked, I went, I was like, now what I was playing piano and writing songs, right? Because I was madly in love with Sister Marie, and I was trying to, Sister Marie was dating Jesus, okay? Sister Marie was dating Jesus, and I wanted her to date me instead. So one of the things, I was trying to use whatever power I had. One of them happened to be songwriting. She always said, you have a song in your heart. Sister Marie was a piano. Here she is, sitting at the piano. And I made sure she didn't bring any penguin suits on the trip, right? She was total cutie patootie, beautiful baby. Anyway, so I had written this song for Sister Marie, and I checked with the cruise people, with the whatever, whoever it was, someone that announced this. It's like, I want to play and sing something, but obviously I didn't bring a piano with me. She's like, oh yeah, just the, there's one, there's this digital piano as part of the, you know, the cruise musicians. It's just up there on stage. You can play that and sing into that. You're set. Of course, so I couldn't pass up this opportunity to play this song for Sister Marie. So I was looking for any sort of angle, if you know what I mean. Yes, Georgie, I just said she was, well, I said she was dating Jesus. She might have said she was married to Jesus. I'm saying she was dating Jesus because, again, I don't want to face maybe the seriousness of her prior relationship. Right? I want it to go my way. Anyway, I can't believe I'm talking about this. I can't believe it. Anyway, so I'm nervous as hell, right? Because I've signed myself up for this thing, and I have this vision of I'm going to play this tune for Sister Marie, baby. And so I had to, there was no opportunity to practice whatsoever. I did not have access to this thing until the moment of the talent show, right? So I did it in my head. I would, that's the only way I could get reps. So I was picturing this, you know, piano keyboard in my head. So in my head, over those, you know, 4 days, I must have played that tune 100 times, right? Over and over and over. And it actually kind of helped. But what was so funny and interesting and whatever, so finally it's the thing. It's the day. Marie's sitting in the audience. They call me up. I waltz up there. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to nail it. And so I got the curveball of all curveballs. Now, as a piano player, and the instrument I had at home, 88 keys. Right? 88 keys, it's a certain width. I get up there, this cruise electric piano up there wasn't 88 keys. It was something less. It was probably, I think, 76 or whatever. That was the biggest. It totally, it was terrifying. I'm used to a certain number of keys and they just weren't there. And oh my God, I was flying by the seat of my pants. And I pulled it off though. I pulled it off. I was able to get through it. And I pulled it off. It was quite a moment. Actually, the crowd cheered. They cheered. Look at me. So, Kent, thank you for your question. That was my hardest gig. That was my most difficult gig. My most difficult gig. Did Sister Marie like it? Yes, she did. Yes, she did. All right, 50 minutes in. 50 minutes in. What else we got? Boy, the comment section sure stopped. I wonder what that means. Did everyone go to their jobs now? Is anyone still here? Do you guys remember the days when I used to get these huge scores on Reddit? Reddit scores? I got a Reddit score of 2 now. 2. Oh my gosh. They're going to send me down to the minor leagues. Bigger than shit. Ethel Merman says, playing to a sea of geezers. Yeah. Tank says, the line of geezers thought they were getting tapioca cups at the end. That's a good one, Tank. Oh my God. That is a good one. Robo's getting ready for work. We all got to pay the fiddler, don't they? Yeah, a score of 2, RTX Lee. Thank you, Tank, for that nice comment. I was telling Georgie, I think it was Georgie yesterday, I was talking about, I've got to be in the Reddit Hall of Fame. Something like that. Magyar. Hello, welcome. Hi, good to see you. All right, let's take another mailbag question here. 52 minutes in. I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. You know what I need to do? I need to go buy some lettuce. All right? I'm still recovering from Mama V's Clown Car Kitchen. 9 different kinds of chips and dip. I got to really clean it up, man. I got to go buy a mountain of lettuce and then I got to eat it. It's going to be one of those days. Dear Tony, I'm so happy to have found your show on Reddit, and I love watching it. Well, thank you, whoever you are. Maybe you're in the live stream right now. Wouldn't that be weird? Or maybe you watch it after the fact. Some people, instead of downloading the Spotify, they go back to Reddit, and they like to see my fat face. I don't know why, but whatever. I haven't noticed you talking much about your love life. Holy shit! Ha, 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 ha. We were kind of just talking about my love life. That's funny. Are you married or dating? Are you available? What is the... I really hope this is a lady. As I read this, I hope this is a gal. I really do. I hope it's not a fella, people. Let's see. Okay. Are you married or dating? Are you available? What is the description of your dream girl? Asking for a friend. Lisa W. from Oak Park. It does not say Illinois. That's got to be Oak Park, Illinois, right? Lisa W. It is a lady. Let us rejoice and be glad. Not that there's anything wrong with the other thing. Just not my cup of tea. I've said this before. Like the first 5 shows of the Chicago Tony V Show. All sorts of, gay dudes were reaching out behind the scenes. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But then it just out of nowhere, it stopped. Thank Christ, frankly. Lisa, hello. Thank you for your question. It's really cute. Okay, so, are you married or dating? Negative. Negative. Are you available? Positive. I suppose so. I guess we would say yes. What is the description of your dream girl? Asking for a friend. Whew. Dream girl. Man, I don't know. I'll know her when I see her, maybe. I don't know. Is this going to get me all worked up? Maybe. Let's see. Georgie says, I'm here. Just riveted by your seducing a wife of Jesus story. Oh, my gosh. Ratters says, you aren't Italian. Au contraire, sir. I am Italian. Them's the facts. Or maybe you're talking about someone else. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, what's my dream girl? I don't know. I do have one stipulation, really. And maybe this is... I don't know if this is... I don't know if I'm proud of this or not. But you know what? I'd like the lady to be shorter than me. I just would. I've got a bit of a Napoleon complex, I think, you know. And that's just the way it is. Other than that, I honestly don't know. I think it would be one of these things where I really do. Like, I'll know it when I see it. You know, maybe it's like, it's interesting to ponder. Am I looking? I'm not actively, no. Like, will I ever get on a dating site, whatever app? No. Never gonna happen, ever. I suppose in one way, the Chicago Tony V show is my dating app, right? This is my ongoing infomercial. Hello, ladies, your gift to, the gift to, females around the globe is here. Come and get it. No, I'm not actively looking. I do. You know, here's where I'm at. Here's where I'm at, Lisa W. I'm open to the idea. There's a place in my heart, right? I think for the right person. But I'm not like, it's just not something I'm actively working on. I'm actively working on just building the Pepperoni Nation, this fun thing that we have going on. Like tomorrow I'm doing an interview across the pond. Doing a lot more sort of stuff like that. But whatever, I'm open. And yeah, no, I'm not in a relationship. Negative. So it's probably, I'm just envisioning envisioning just a bunch of beautiful ladies around the globe right now dancing a jig. I don't know. Anyway, what a deal. Shern Tate, what did you do for 420? Well, I sat around and waited on my dopey computer kid to come back from chasing a deer. You know, through Decatur, Illinois, while I waited for him to come back to finish setting up my stuff. Ratters, who are you contending is not Italian, sir? You're one of those soft Italians like the ones from Vegas and New Jersey. You're not a very good speller, are you, sir? Not a very good speller. Do you have some sort of dyslexia problem? It makes me wonder, is your Reddit name really what you intended to do, to have it be? Or did you fat finger that too? I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. My score is up to 3 now. That's a 50% increase, isn't it? From 2 to 3. That's gangbusters. Right here toward the end of the show. Oh my God, we're at an hour. What do you know? Right here toward the end of the show, I increased by 100%. Diepass says, what's your favorite song? Who the hell knows? I think one of the best written, best crafted songs is Shooting Star by Bob Dylan. Shooting Star, Bob Dylan. But there's too many great, great songs to mention. Too many great ones. I don't know. Hey, listen, it's been real. It's good to see everyone today. Thank you, as always, for spending time with me this morning. It's a privilege for me. It's super fun. And again, yesterday, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Yesterday was a stereotypical day where I got to interact with Pepperonis all day yesterday. Robo says, damn, I just ran for the train door. Nothing. I'm back, Tone. I love Bobby Dylan. Oh my gosh, Robo. What a picture. Robo's so committed. Here, let's hear Robo's theme music again. Robo was so committed that she listens to the show while she's got to do other shit. Navigate New York City and whatnot. It's amazing. It's amazing. All right, Robo. I hope you have a great day. Hey, everybody, thank you for doing this with me. All right? I love you all. I will see you in the morning. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. Show tomorrow morning. I got this interview later tomorrow, and then I got another interview I'm doing tomorrow evening. I'm not a night person. I love you all. I'll see you in the morning. In the meantime, don't take any shit from anybody. Bye-bye.